This is a work of the Durham Church of Christ. Visit our website at durhamcoc.com.
In John chapter 1 and verse 29, we read the words of John the Baptist. As John the Apostle recorded the man who was to prepare the ways of the Lord and to make the path straight, as we see in Matthew chapter 3. John 1:29 quotes John the Baptist as he declared, "Behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world." Jesus Christ is the Lamb. What does that mean, though? Well, as we look back into the Old Testament and we see the offerings that were to be given for sin, for example, in Leviticus chapter 4 and verse 3, we see that these offerings were to be without blemish. That is, they were to be spotless. Now, these offerings were animal sacrifices. And so these sacrifices were to be without blemish in the sense that they physically were to appear and were to indeed be spotless. They were not to be handicapped or somehow disabled physically. But Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God in that He is the perfect sacrifice so that He did not commit any sin. Yes, He was tempted in all points, like as we are, Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 15. But yet all the while being tempted, Jesus Christ did not sin, because Peter states in 1 Peter 2 and verse 21 that Jesus Christ is an example and we should follow in His steps. He did no sin, neither was guile found in His mouth, verse 22. Jesus Christ is the Lamb in that He was without blemish, without spot. He did not commit any sin. And He is indeed our example in that we should follow after Him. Because if we follow after Him, if we abide in His Word as He has commanded us to do in John chapter 15, then we can be cleansed and we ourselves can be right with God. Because we see in Hebrews chapter 5 in verse 25, "Husbands, love your wives even as Christ also loved the church and gave Himself for it, that He might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the Word, that He might present it to Himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish." God wants us to be like Jesus. God wants us to be able to present ourselves without spot and without blemish. You know, if we think about that which is spotless and that which is dirty and disgusting, we understand why God would want us to be without spot and without blemish. Let's take, for example, a kitchen. Maybe you've seen those Febreze commercials on TV recently. There have been some commercials where Febreze have brought some people in and the place has been just littered with trash and just disgusting filth. But they have blindfolds on and they've sprayed Febreze all about. And the people in that location are thinking that, well, they're in a place that's clean and that's tidy. But then they take off the blindfolds. And they realize that it is disgusting and filthy, and it causes them to be almost repulsed at the circumstance and the situation where they are. Because people don't like filth. People don't like dirty. People like clean. Well, the same is true with God. But see, we can never put blindfolds on God. We can attempt all day long to appear as though our circumstance and our life is clean. We can say that we're following Jesus, but not really following after Him, allowing Him to cleanse us with His Word. Sure, we can go through the motions and appear to others as if we are living correctly, but inside we might be filled with disgust and sin. But God doesn't have blindfolds on. Febreze isn't going to cut it with God. Because God sees all things. And God commands us to be holy, to be sanctified, to be cleansed. Peter writes in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 16, "Be holy, for I am holy." God wants us to be holy. Notice verse 19, "But with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot." That's the way that we have been redeemed, verse 18. We have not been redeemed by corruptible things. So the question is, are you looking to Jesus as an example to follow his steps? 1 Peter 2 and verse 21. Is Jesus Christ your Lamb? Are you seeking to cleanse yourself? Are you seeking to know the intentions of your heart using the Word of God? Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12, the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Are you seeking to actually go to God's Word, look at the things that might be difficult in your life to wrestle with, and actually realize what your intents, what your thoughts are, correct them so that they are right with God, so that you can be cleansed inside and out, so that your actions do indeed show that you're following God, but your heart, your inner self, is indeed seeking after Him? For Jesus told us, if you love me, keep my commandments. John 14, 15. Some people want to keep the commandments of God, but they don't love God. They're just seeking to go through the motions. They're just seeking to put on a show for people. They're seeking to spray that Febreze. But Jesus tells us to keep His commandments if we love Him. Do you love God? It's the first and greatest commandment. Mark chapter 12, verse 30. Is Jesus Christ your Lamb? Are you seeking to be holy? Are you seeking to be cleansed? Are you seeking to be without spot and without blemish? Because if you're not, and if sin is reigning in your life, then you're disgusting in the sight of God. Your soul and your body is filled with trash. It's filled with that which Jesus describes in regards to the Pharisees in Matthew chapter 23. He's calling them hypocrites because they're going through the motions. They're trying to appear a certain way, but Jesus says that inwardly they are far different. They are much different than how they are actually trying to appear. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, verse 25 of Matthew 23. Hypocrites, for ye may clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. Thou blind Pharisee, clean first that which is within the cup and platter, that the outside of them may be clean also. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead man's bones and of all uncleanness. Even so ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within ye are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Where do you lie, friend? Are you trying to spray Febreze in the direction of God? Thinking that He has a blindfold on? Thinking He does not truly know your heart? Or are you seeking to know the intents and thoughts of your own heart? Seeking to face the Word of God? Seeking to be right with God, not right with men? Seeking the praises of God rather than the praises of men, as indeed those who were in the Jewish leadership sought to do. They were more concerned with the praises of men rather than the praises of God, as we see in John 12 and verse 43. What is your concern? Are you seeking the praises of God, seeking to be holy, seeking to be cleansed inside and out, from your intentions all the way to your actions? Are you seeking after God and to live a life that is cleansed? If we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. 1 John 1 verse 7. Are you walking in the light? Are you seeking to be right with God, and do your actions prove such? Is Jesus Christ your Lamb? Because Jesus Christ is the Lamb, the only Lamb that can cleanse you.